We're walking them through what this process looks like because they generally don't know. We're with them every step of the way, and for at least 6 weeks for a follow-up period, we're making sure all of their needs are met, whether it's clothing, utilities, food, anything like that. We do our best to partner with other resources within the community or county that we're in to make sure those needs are met for the families and for children. We get to provide these forensic interviews, letting the children guide us through what did or did not happen to them. And then I always like to touch on the medical exams we offer. We don't just offer sexual assault medical exams. We also offer physical assault and non-fatal strangulation, which is huge to be able to encompass all these different kinds of abuse. Because while sexual abuse is the number one cause of abuse that we see, physical abuse is secondary, and then drug exposure or endangerment is right behind that.